Environmentalists want the Albany County Legislature to vote to approve a clean air ordinance for the county, which, among other things, would prevent the burning of tires by Lafarge Cement. We hear from a press conference, starting off with Christine Primamo, who is with the Albany County League of Women Voters.
The League of Women Voters of Albany County strongly endorses and urges the adoption of Local Law I for 2019 to establish clean air standards for waste burning facilities. The League endorsed a similar law adopted by the Town of Queens early this year. The League of Women Voters nationally, statewide, and locally has adopted advocacy positions on clean air, solid waste, public health, and the preservation of natural resources for over 50 years of our 100-year history. We view clean air as a human right. Facilities burning solid fuels, especially wastes, are among the largest air polluters in any jurisdiction. Waste incinerators rank at the top alongside paper mills, cement kilns, airports, and oil refineries when examining EPA air pollution databases. A company can follow state regulations and still be a large air polluter that is unhealthy for its residents. State regulations are not strong enough, and monitoring for most pollutants is too infrequent. The legislation applies only to facilities that start blowing waste after January 1, 2019. And more protective air pollution and waste standards are routinely being adopted and applied to our existing industrial facilities by federal and state law regulations. Since pollution does not end at the political boundaries, we ask the Albany County Legislature to protect air quality in Albany County. We plan to work with the three other Capital Region Leagues to promulgate similar legislation in Schenectady, Saratoga, and Rensselaer counties. Our four leagues drafted a position in 1991, a four-county position on solid waste, advocating for regional cooperation in managing solid waste while preserving resources, public health, and controlling costs. The joint position calls for the positive and negative effects of waste management methods to be evaluated at every stage of reduction, reuse, recycling, recovery, and disposal. And I will now turn this over for remarks from Judith Enck, former EPA administrator and the founder of Beyond Plastics.
Everyone, I really want to thank the League of Women Voters for sponsoring this very important news conference. I'm Judith Enck. I formerly served as Deputy Secretary for the Environment in the New York Governor's Office, also served as Regional Administrator for the Environmental Protection Agency during the Obama administration. So that meant I was the top federal environmental regulator in the region, and I know a bad proposal when I see one. And this proposal by Lafarge is, I think, one of the most serious air pollution threats to face the Capital District in literally years. Currently, there is no widespread garbage burning or tire burning happening in Albany County. That almost was not the case. Some of you may recall in December of 2017, without informing the public, without talking to the town of Queens, Lafarge and their subsidiary was bidding on a proposal to import one-third of Connecticut's solid waste garbage to be burned at this cement kiln on Route 9W across from the Ravenna School. They were talking about importing 116,000 tons of solid waste to be burned every year for a period of 30 years. We learned about this from an environmental organization, not from the company. Lafarge denied this. They took out an ad in the Albany Times Union denying this on December 26, 2017. I submitted a Freedom of Information request to the Connecticut Department of Environmental Protection and got all of the documentation that, in fact, this was being planned. We were fortunate that the state of Connecticut did not award the contract for this to the Lafarge affiliate. So we've got the documentation to prove that. While that was unfolding, we were very grateful that Albany County Executive Dan McCoy weighed in opposing garbage burning at the Lafarge cement plant, which was extraordinarily helpful. And 20 members of the Albany County Legislature all wrote a letter to the governor of Connecticut saying that they were opposed to garbage burning at the cement plant. I think it's logical that they should also oppose tire burning at the cement plant. I am very concerned about the proposal. I was grateful that the Queenstown Board acted to adopt a local clean air law to protect the community. So we thought we were out of the woods in terms of this potential large new source of air pollution. But what's happened in the last few months is local business interests did not like the Queenstown's Clean Air Act, so they targeted the elected officials who worked in support of clean air and booted them out of office. So the clean air champions, the town supervisor, the county legislator, the town board members, all lost their seats last month. I fully expect that when the new Queenstown Board is seated in January, that they will gut the local clean air law. They are not going to repeal it, because that would be too obvious. They will very likely advance an amendment to the law similar to what Lafarge has proposed to the Albany County Legislature, which exempts tire burning from the law, as if we were, you know, born yesterday and just fell off the turnip truck. Exempting tire burning from a clean air law is really, really problematic. This is a very serious air quality threat, not only for Albany County, but for nearby counties and the whole region. Lafarge has a long history of not complying with the Federal Clean Air Act. In January of 2010, my former agency, the EPA, sued Lafarge for violating the Clean Air Act at 13 plants, cement plants nationwide, including at the Ravenna plant. This legal action was taken and resulted in Lafarge agreeing to install more effective pollution controls on the stacks, and Lafarge agreed to pay a $5 million civil fine. Lafarge currently burns coal, and they say they want to supplement coal burning by adding tires. What century are we in that we're supposed to feel better, that less coal but more tire burning is good for the environment? And the only reason why Lafarge wants to do this is because they will get paid per tire. They're not doing this to improve the environmental operation of the facility, which we actually think will be worse. There was an article in the local media that some unions are opposed to this project, that it's jobs versus the environment. That's absolutely wrong. This is clean air versus corporate greed. This is all about Lafarge making more money at the expense of our lungs and our health and our children's health. Late last night, we learned that the county legislature is not going to be voting on Monday night on the clean air law, as we were told. It's still on the agenda. The Clean Air Act passed the law committee. It has a full seeker review, but the Albany County Legislature has some concerns about the bill, so they're not going to act on Monday night as we had expected. This legislation was on track to pass this Monday night, and we just learned last night that it will not be voted on. So a new legislature is seated in January. A new bill will have to be introduced. It'll have to go through committee. It'll have to pass on the floor. And I expect it will be vigorously opposed by Lafarge. Lafarge's attorney sent a letter to some county legislators recommending some exemptions, some amendments to the proposal. And one was not to include tire burning in the Clean Air Act. So we are disappointed that it's not on Monday night's agenda, but we will be at the county legislature and strongly urge that they take action in January.